April Niamtu bought a plane ticket in 2011 to support her close friend Maureen at a convention in Utah. But she said Williams insisted that he fly them there. They were startled to learn that the plane was first being diverted to California. At Williams' urging, they went to his event and arrived to his request that Maureen speak. She was tired and declined, but he pressed her anyway. Niamtu said Maureen was very trusting and very gullible. Janine McDonald Zubowski, the couple's eldest daughter, said Maureen was often left to run the household alone as McDonald's career progressed. She would often hide purchases from her husband. When he found out, Maureen would yell, but McDonald would not, to try to de-escalate the crisis. Zubowski said the couple's communication never improved. She said her mother seemed mildly obsessed with Williams. At Zubowski's pre-wedding shower, Williams told the engaged couple by phone that he would buy them a generator. She told him no, but he later sent them a $10,000 check. They never spent it, and she did not tell her father. She said they returned the money last year after they, quote, realized that Johnny himself was a criminal. At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.